This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is here. Manischewitz is opening its factory doors to the public to celebrate, giving regular tours for the first time ever. The 128-year-old company makes matzah and matzah ball soups, noodles, borscht, gefilte fish, all the classics. But it's got a new spin on some of them. Marketplace's Sally Herships went along on the first day of the tour.
I have the keys to the kingdom.
So we are at the Manischewitz factory in Newark, New Jersey, and we are heading to the
sample room.
David Sugarman is CEO of Manischewitz.
Very few people from outside our company have ever been in this room, so this is going to be very exciting for you.
This is where the matzah magic happens, and there's a lot of it here.
Whole wheat matzah, organic spelt matzah, egg and onion matzah, Mediterranean matzah.
Even gluten-free. Inside, there are giant machines, conveyor belts, and ovens. We all have to wear white jackets and hair nets. But some of the workers are Orthodox. They have beards, so they also have to wear beard nets. And not only do we have to follow normal food safety rules, Manischewitz is kosher, which means there are extra requirements.
It's absolutely critical that the matzah has to get into the oven within 18 minutes or it's not kosher.
Why 18 minutes?
It goes back generation after generation, thousands of years. It's all to do with that there's no chance of the matzah rising.
There are five mashiach on duty, trained rabbinical observers, to make sure the rules are followed. But it's not enough just to be kosher. Products still have to stand out at the grocery store. Menachem Lubinsky is a kosher marketing consultant.
You can walk into a Whole Foods market, for example, and you'll be surprised how many of them carry kosher symbols.
Coke, Pepsi, even Cheerios. Lubinsky says the market for kosher food is worth more than $12.5 billion. It's not just Jews who buy kosher. Other religious groups do too, like Seventh-day Adventists and Muslims, and consumers who just like the products.
For example, kosher salt, kosher pickles, kosher deli.
Liz Alpern is co-owner of Brooklyn-based Gefilteria, which makes artisanal gefilte fish. She says the majority of Jews in the U.S. are from Eastern Europe, but the traditional foods they ate, like borscht and gefilte fish, have been needing an update.
Jewish cuisine was getting somewhat popular, but it was more Sephardic cuisine and Israeli cuisine.
Not every Jewish food has turned out to be a star, like hummus.
It's everywhere. It's all the time. It's on every sandwich.
Alpern says now there is a big demand for updated classics, raw ingredients people can cook at home, and for restaurants where they can try foods like gefilte fish. Back at the Manischewitz plant, conveyor belts are shooting matzahs into an oven at a rate of about 750 a minute. Not every food can be a hummus, but Manischewitz is trying. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.